Welcome back to GTA Talk with your host, Blaze Legend. Today, I'm going to be talking about weekly updates and a few other things of what I did during GTA this week. Hello, everyone. So, starting off with this week, for the podium vehicle, we have the Overflood Tyrant, I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing that right, I'm not sure. And in Legendary Motorsports, we have a discount on the Itali RSX and the BR8, the DR1, and then scrolling down a little bit, we have the R88 and the PR4. And moving into Warstock Cash and Carry, we have a new vehicle, the Verus, not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, which is free this week. And we also have the Alknos, which is on sale. The Invade and Persuade Tank is also on sale. The Thruster and the Ramp Buggy. And in Southern San Andreas, we have the RC Bandito. And then for property discounts, we have half price on all MC clubs. And when you own an MC club, it's also a discount on all of the businesses. And then for double money, we have all open wheel races. That's why, you know, all of the open wheels are on sale this week. The BR8, DR1, RE8, PR4. And we also have double money on all contact missions. I'm pretty sure we have discounts on all casino penthouses. And I'm pretty sure arena workshops, like just when you purchase it. I'm not really sure though. And something that's really cool this week, we have the peyote plants are back. So if you like find them in Blaine County or Southern LS, you just eat them, then you turn into an animal for like a certain amount of time. It's kind of like a hallucination. So that's pretty cool. And yeah, I'm pretty sure that's all the weekly updates. And now moving in to what I did this week in GTA, I tried the Cayo Perico heist in like a different, approach kind of thing, and I'll talk about that later. What else did I do? Oh, I bought the casino penthouse because it was on sale. It was like really good. Like the normal price was like 1.5 for like the basic one. And it's like on sale, it's like $900,000, I'm pretty sure. So that was good. I didn't really like get very many like upgrades for like, you know, different rooms. I just got the living room and an office. The office isn't like the casino. Like, if you want to have it to have like your friends over, like, if you're gonna do that, I suggest to get the bar and, like, the private dealer. But then, like, other than that, it's just, like, really a house. You know? Like, a new... Yeah, it's not really worth it to buy it. I mean, unless, like, you want to have your friends over and do something. I don't know. I also bought the Arena Sasquatch. It's like, because, like, almost every time I play the Cayo Perico heist, I'm just, like, trying to get a different Arena War vehicle. And the Arena Sasquatch, I'd upgrade it to, like, the Arena version. And it's pretty, I got, like, the normal, one, and then I just upgraded it. It's pretty cool. You have to, like, most of them, when you, like, if you don't buy it, like, fully transformed, you kind of have to put a good amount of money into it to like you have to put like guns on it, a good ramp, so it's like worth it, but then again you have to put a lot of money. I mean, if you have a lot of money, it's definitely like worth it, and you're just like have like everything. Maybe one day I'll have that. And just today I bought the invade and persuade RC tank. And it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's fun too. So what I did, like, it's kind of weird. Like, I tried to call LS Customs and like request it, but then it didn't show up. So then I just like go into like my invent I just go into like the menu that's at the top left corner of your screen. Interaction menu might be. And they just have like a star on inventory, so I just clicked on that. I'm just like, oh, that's where it is. So I scroll to the bottom, which is like request RC tank, and they just like transforms you into that. It's pretty cool. And you can like, it's kind of cool that you can. The only place that you can, it's cool. What was I gonna say? It's cool because you don't actually have to have like the MOC, the Mobile Operations Center. You can just like, you can drive to like the nearest LS Customs and then just like change the color, change the livery. And it's what's really cool is that it also has, like, you can also change your weapon. So there's like the normal machine gun, a flamethrower, a plasma cannon, and a rocket launcher. Yeah, I got the rocket launcher, and it's okay. It's not one shot to a normal vehicle, it's two shot. And then to like one of those armored police vehicles, not like the SWAT ones, but like the one that has a roadblock, it takes like three or four to blow up. I haven't tried it on like any armored vehicle, but I'm assuming it's gonna like it would take a while for it to actually blow it up. And what else did I do this week? All right, the Caprica Heist. So, this week I tried a new approach on the Caprica Heist. It was so I would my approach vehicle would be the Vellum. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, my approach vehicle would be the Vellum, and you'd like obviously stash your thing. And then if you scope, and then I would take like there's like two different places inside the hangar that's at the airstrip, and I just go for those. I mean, like two cocaine spots fills your bag, and then like a cocaine, a weed, and a little bit of cash fills that. That's what I did like one time. I just did that. And then back to this. So you get your weapon stash, you sneak because you're like disguised to like four or five different people. And like I use that to my advantage. So I go to the control tower and request the supply drop. I mean, not like I'm gonna use the supply drop, but you never know. You might just be spotted randomly. And then you're not prepared for these miniguns that are on the Buzzard attack choppers. And that's just annoying. But yeah, I'd go for the loot there. And if you have scoped out the power station there, it turns off all lights and CCTV, which are like the cameras, for like a certain amount of time. I don't know how long. And what else is there? Oh yeah, the supply truck can also spawn there, that so that you can enter the compound with that, and once you enter the compound, you disguise to like three or four different people that are in like the main area. So it's pretty easy once you enter the compound. But so what happened my time was one time was so there was this supply truck at the main base, and I looked literally everywhere in like the whole entire airstrip area, and I could not find guard clothing because you need guard clothing to be able. I think you can't enter the compound with guard clothing, but you can get to the compound gate, and with the supply truck is what you need to get in. So the guard clothing and the supply truck gets you fully into the compound. but just the guard clothing gets you to the gate, but you can't enter. And what else is there? Oh, what was I telling you? Oh, yeah. So I looked literally everywhere for the guard clothing, and I could not find it. And I was just so annoyed. And then I went over to the North Dock. I looked there. I found some. So during the heist, because I landed at the airstrip, I landed there, and I had to, I took all the loot I could. I grabbed my weapons, and then I had to drive all the way over to the North Dock, kill a few people, grab the guard clothing, drive all the way back, get the supply truck, and then drive all the way across the island. And, like, driving across the island in that vehicle takes, like, a good, like, good 5-10 minutes. Like, because the vehicle's so slow, and, like, when you look at it, if the vehicle's really slow and, like, the island's really big, it's going to take you a while. And it sure took me a while because I really don't know my way like that well, because most of the time I'm just, like, you know, you only really go there twice. One, to scope it out, and I usually just walk because, you know, the vehicles are so loud there. Oh, yeah, and it's kind of, like, the times that I did it, I got, like, 20 minutes, 22 minutes. But, like, if I get the supply truck and close at, like, the North Dock, I'll probably just take the boat to the North Dock. And if, like, the plane attack is kind of useless if you're trying to go for, like, I mean, unless you're, like, if you're trying to go for, like, the Elite Challenge. And if you, like, if you want to go for the Elite Challenge, I suggest is to do, like, the drainage thing. But, I mean, I bet you someone else could do it, like, way faster than me. Like, a lot faster than me. What else is there to talk about? Let me think. I'm just going to end the podcast, grab some water, and then I'll be right back. So, this week, I upgraded the Sasquatch, like I said before, to, like, arena version. But, like, I upgraded it, like, the past one that I did, to, the Nightmare version, not, like, the modern version of the Apocalypse version. The one thing that annoys me about the thing is, like, the ZR380, I think it is. I'm not really sure. Yeah, so that, it's like you can't buy it normally. You have to buy it, like, you know, like, upgraded. You can't just, like, buy it as, like, a beginning. Like, you know, a beginning. What's the word I'm looking for? Beginning what? Beginning what? Like a beginning car. You can't just, like, have it like that. You have to, You have to... Sorry, I'm at loss of words. You have to buy it, like, already ready for arena. You can't just buy it, and it costs, like, $2 million, which is a fair amount, like, to me, that's a lot of money, but, like, to most people, that would just be, you know, not very much money. What else is there? Oh, I've also upgraded the Virus? I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Yeah, so I upgraded that. And you can add, like, a good amount of physical features, shall we say? Yeah, physical features. Like, you could have ammo boxes and jerry cans to the front, and then or no, to the back, and then to the front you can add ammo boxes and like a bag or something. So it has a few cool physical features. What else is there? I might buy the RC Bandito. No, I'm saving up for the Thruster, which is like on sale for like 1.8 if you haven't completed the final, like the heist, the Doomsday heist. It's like 1.8 and then 1.3 for like people who have completed it. So I'm gonna see, like, I'm hoping this week, because like this has been a really good week for me for KO Prego heist, because I've gotten like, pretty sure I've done like a total like four or five. And one time I got bear bonds, and then I think two times I got the pink diamond, and then one time I got the ruby necklace. So it's been a pretty good week, I guess, because like last week I had, no, not last week, the week before, I had a lot of tequilas, and that was really annoying because of how much they are not worth, aren't worth. I'm hoping I get like something good. I've seen a few people with like this diamond panther, and it's like 1 point, it's like, I don't know if it's a panther, actually, now that I think of it. I don't know what kind of animal it is, but I'm pretty sure it's worth $1.9 million. I probably am wrong, but that's just, I saw this video and it had the total number. It had the total, like his cash that he collected already. And then he collected the main objective and it added to that money. So I'm just using like my math. Not that I have very much of it, but I added up and I'm pretty sure it's worth 1.9. So if I can get that, and then like $500,000, which is what I usually get from like secondary targets, because you know, the wall safe is usually like a good like $50,000-$60,000, and then I get like $450,000, so I'm usually at like 500, sitting at like $500,000 with like a full bag of cocaine. Yes, that's pretty good. What else is there? Yeah, so if I get like that whatever thing it is, and I get like, I'm at like sitting at like 2.4. I kind of want the Alkanos, not gonna lie. I might get it this week. It's kind of a useless plane. No offense to like people who like it, but it's kind of useless, like in terms of what it does. It's like a plane that flies. No special features. It's just super big. Yeah, that's really all there is to it. What else is there to talk about? The ramp buggy. Look at the vehicle warehouse. I don't know if I've already said that. I haven't got any vehicles for it. I'm not really sure why I bought it. I could have bought something else better. You know, I might just like randomly, like, this is like, I have so much, like the amount of money that you get from completing a KO Prego heist is like nothing compared to what I had. Like, I think I started playing this game like a year ago, a year or two ago. Like, nothing compared to that amount of money. Now I'm just like sitting here with like all these fancy vehicles that I'm literally doing nothing with, and all I want is more and more and more. Yeah, I sound really greedy. Yeah, that would. Yeah. So I mean, once you have one vehicle, like one, like the oppressor, once you have that vehicle, it's just like, wow, that vehicle's amazing. I want the Vigilante, the Scramjet. I want like every single plane in the world. Or maybe that's just me. But I mean, I guess most of the vehicles are pretty addicting, because you know, it's not a pay to win, but it's a It can be. I guess there's really no objective in this game, so can't really be pay to win if there's no objective. Am I right? I think I'm gonna end the podcast here. My Instagram is, 1 second, I forgot it. Forget it. 1 second. GTA Talk 22. No spaces, no caps. And on my account, I've posted the Arena Dominator and the Seabreeze. After this podcast is like done, I'm gonna go take a picture of the Sasquatch, the Arena or Sasquatch, the Invader Persuade tank, and then maybe the Casino Penthouse. So yeah. If you guys like the podcast, please drop a 5-star and a written review, and I will read it on the podcast. And see y'all later.